Upon answering the question, what is the greatest thing I've seen God do in my life? At this point in time of my life, I really cannot point out one single event. However, the Lord has done one great thing upon the next since I've completely yielded my life to Him. So upon answering that question, I would like to just share a little bit of my personal testimony with you. At the age of 17, I completely surrendered to the Lord, full-time service. As many of you have heard, I'm a native South African. I'm an Afrikaner, and I was born and raised in South Africa. And around about that age, the Lord sent a missionary to my hometown of Bloemfontein. And the Lord started to do a great work in my heart and life under the ministry and the teaching and the preaching of this missionary. And the more I learned about the Lord, the more I grew. And the more I grew, the more I fell in love with Him. And the more I fell in love with Him, the more yielded and committed I became. And at this point in time, I was really at many crossroads in my life. It was time to make many decisions about the future, college, what was I going to pursue, all these different kinds of things. And me and my mother started to diligently pray about the Lord's will, sincerely asking Him to just show us what He wanted to do with my life. Because being on that side, we just weren't quite sure what the Lord would allow me to do. And we started praying specifically that the Lord would allow me to serve alongside someone. And it was not very long after that that the Lord brought Kevin to South Africa. And He confirmed that it was indeed His will for the two of us to go back and serve Him with amongst the Xhosa people. And many of you may be familiar with the term apartheid, which makes up a great part of the history of our country and the country of South Africa. And when we first started working with this group of people, which is an African group of people, we soon realized that some of the things that had happened in the past could, makes it a little bit more difficult to reach the people. But in the end, through God's power, He really knitted our hearts together and did a great thing, with the ministry there. So the Lord did a great work in my heart and life. Then He sent me a great husband. And from there, He sent us to a great country to work with a great people. And I think indeed what Miss Linda said last night, I think all in all, the greatest thing I've witnessed as a Christian myself is the love of God, how He would love us while we were yet sinners and send His Son to die for us, cleanse us from our sins. And once we get saved, we love the Lord. And through loving the Lord, He teaches us how to love others. And as we learn to love others, we learn to love the world. And as we learn to love the world, we get a vision, and through that vision, we get a burden. And we hopefully stay or become committed to carrying out that ministry of reconciliation that the Lord had committed to us in the first place. So really, the Lord has just done many great things and blessed me with many great things in my life up to this point. Thank you.
All right. Well, outstanding. You know, I remember, Kevin, the first time you came in here with Corley, I thought the next thing that was going to happen was that the police were going to burst in and arrest you for going out and getting this underage young lady, and trying to marry her. But I was just kind of concerned about that. But I'm happy to see that she's grown up and now she actually looks like she's 18 and legal, so that's okay. Well, what a delight, though, to see the Lord calling out these young people. What a tremendous thrill that is to think about that. These folks have already been on the field and have already been involved in a church plant there. And it's just astonishing what God can do when people commit themselves to the Lord. A lot of times we have this problem with self-doubt. We think, oh, I can't do anything. I'm just a child. And that reminds me of a certain Bible character who said, I'm just a child and I can't do anything. His name was Solomon. And I think Solomon accomplished a thing or two early on in his life. But anyway, it's just astounding to me to see that and think about the potential that there is here in this auditorium for people being called by the Lord, as Brother Halsey said last night. In fact, Brother Halsey, it's been a blessed year for us. We've sent a young lady to the Dominican Republic this year, and out of that family, she sat right over there growing up with that whole host of Jemanskis over there, and their host is a little smaller now, but they're pleased sending out those who would serve the Lord. And then we got to send another couple up to New York State, Long Island, to plant a church up there, and just a real blessing to get to see that. And that's our goal, not just to send mission money to the mission field, but to send missionaries to the mission field. And what a wonderful thing and a wonderful thought that is. Well, I appreciate so much the way you folks have supported this conference this week. I've been so thankful for you. And the Lord's going to bless you for this. And I know you are praying right now what the Lord would have you do when we take the faith promise on Sunday. Brother Halsey was a little surprised that we would have the bulk of the conference and then have a 3 or 4 days of no services, and then come back and take the faith promise. I guess he believes the old thing of strike while the iron's hot, you know, and go ahead and take the faith promise. And I told him, I said, you don't know our people. I said, they just, you know, they're just not, they don't make emotional decisions. They will just do the right thing, and that's what I believe. I believe you folks will do the right thing Sunday morning and do what He wants you to do. And I'm just very excited to see what He does this Sunday morning and what the potential is. I think it would be a shame for young people who want to go to the field and have to wait to go until the money comes in. It almost sounds like God's broke, and I know God's not broke. I'm sure of that. I'm absolutely positive of that. And so anyway, keep praying. I'm anxious for you to hear Kevin Hall. He'll be the first speaker on Sunday morning, and Kevin's always been a blessing every time he's here. I remember him speaking to our teens down in this little room on the side 4 years ago when they were here, just a room full of them there, and how they listened so attentively to someone speak to them who was at that time quite close to their age. Now he's an elder gentleman, but at that time he was very young, and a real blessing to those folks at that time. Well, Brother Rick, come on up if you will, please.